Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy.
Write well. Novels are made out of sentences. If your sentences are bad, your novel is bad, and that's true, no matter how amazing your story or your characters or your central concepts are. So pay attention to your raw materials. If you can't write competently, your novel will not be taken on. And although writing really well is something well beyond this guide's remit, the golden rules are fairly simple to convey. Cliché. Cliché is the first enemy of every author. It's so easy to do. His eyes were blue enough to swim in. She felt a sharp pain, as though cut by a knife, the breeze whispered softly through the gently waving trees. Prose like this is dull, dull, dull. It's like watching a movie that we've all seen before. It's impossible to make your story and characters seem fresh if you use language that's stale and old. Accuracy. Also note that clichés are often rubbish. A knife does not in fact cause a sharp pain, it causes a dull one. The color blue does not indicate something swimmable, a sky is blue but can't be swum in, water, which can be, is seldom blue. Aiming for accuracy in your prose is a wonderful way of making sure that you avoid cliché. His eyes had the very pale blue of a northern sunrise. That's still not brilliant maybe, but it's a lot better than the cliché. Economy. When you write, you should treat your manuscript as though you had to pay $10 a word for the privilege of writing it. Look at this paragraph. He walked slowly away trying not to make any kind of sound. His feelings were in a turmoil, roiling and boiling, a tumult of emotion. He couldn't help reiterating to himself again and again that he had done the right thing, that he had done everything he could. He insisted to himself that she too would surely see this one day. Yuck. Wouldn't that go better as simply? He crept away, his feelings in turmoil. He had done the right thing, he told himself. One day she would see this too. That's 23 words instead of 61, almost one-third the length. And everything about it is better. It doesn't just say it quicker, it says it better. In the first version, all that verbiage just got in the way. You should also care about even quite small differences. Let's say, for example, that you sometimes say in 12 words what you could equally well say in 9. It would be easy to think that doesn't matter. 3 words, who cares? But scale that attitude up to book length. It means that a swift 90,000-word novel has turned into a soggy 120,000-word one. Your bad habits at sentence level can easily kill a book. The only solution is to be tough with yourself about every word you use, and every sentence, paragraph and scene too. If you've finished your book, then go through and eliminate at least 10% of what's there. That at least means exactly what it says. An experienced novelist might perhaps cut as little as that. Newer writers might well find themselves cutting 30,000 words or more, and perhaps also putting some back as they add other strands and layers. Attitude. Good writers work hard at their writing. A bad sentence bothers them and they'll keep going until they get it right. If you don't have that attitude to your work, then it's about time you did. We know an experienced novelist, who also works as a commissioning editor at a major publisher, who revises her work upwards of 40 times before submitting it to her agent. Do likewise. Trust the reader. Another amateur move is that of not trusting the reader. We get a lot of clients who write something rather like the following. He rolled in agony. Fire shot through every limb. He felt like screaming out in pain. His entire face was distorted with the grotesque effort of not shouting out. That short snippet uses a huge number of very forceful words, agony, fire, screaming, distorted, grotesque. You don't need that many words to do the job. It's as though the writer of this snippet doesn't trust the reader to get the point, so he or she keeps making the same point again and again. Readers will get it, as long as you write in clear, forceful, non-repetitive language. Double adjectives. Just to bang away on an increasingly familiar theme. Double adjectives are almost always a no-no. The second adjective almost always weakens the first. Compare this. He leaned over the black iron railings, the coarse gray cloth of his sleeve catching on the sharp, treacherous spike. Just deleting some of the adjectives improves this immediately. He leaned over the iron railings, the coarse cloth of his sleeve catching on the sharp spike. But you should always let your nouns and verbs do most of the work. A still better version of this sentence would be. As he leaned over the railings, his sleeve caught on the spike. If you've got an adjective habit, then always check back over your work to ensure that you can't simply cut them. Good writers use adjectives sparingly. Sentence rhythms. Short sentences are strong. You should certainly use them. But not too much. They irritate quite rapidly. Like a really annoying backbeat. Like this, for example. Equally, if you go in for longer sentences replete with abstract nouns, then you should vary those too. Prose should ebb and flow, speed up and slow down. Check to make sure that you have both very short sentences and long ones too, 20 words plus. If you don't, it's quite likely that you've slipped into a rather monotonous rhythm. Dialogue. We will talk more about dialogue later, but for now just bear in mind that dialogue should usually speed up your writing. The rhythm will quicken, sentence structures will become choppier and more broken. If you go in for long speeches, 4 to 5 lines or more, all the time, the dialogue will quickly come across as heavy and didactic. If in doubt, speed it up. Touches of genius. The best authors will occasionally find a phrase that just perfectly captures something, an unexpected word use that shocks the reader into understanding. A quick succession of busy nothings, one moment in childhood when the door opens and lets the future in. A blonde to make a bishop kick a hole in a stained glass window. These are all snippets of genius by writers of genius, respectively Jane Austen, Graham Greene and Raymond Chandler. You can't try to force that kind of stuff into your writing, still less should you try to achieve that on every paragraph or even every page. But a scatter of diamonds here and there has a wondrous effect overall. Go for it, if you can. If you can't, just love it.